You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Bankroll Freddy, Big Bank. First time I've ever heard of Bankroll Freddy, Ken. But you're telling me he signed a QC.
That's what it said on Apple Music.
Okay. Do you know where he's from?
No.
Helena, Arkansas.
What?
Yeah, that shit is crazy. You know what? You know where I thought he was from? Memphis.
Oh, I could hear that.
Yeah, like when I was listening to this project, I really thought he was from Memphis. I'm gonna get straight to the point, Ken. I fuck with this. I fuck with this heavy. I put him in that same category as Pooh Shiesty. I put him in that same category as who's our other guy, Duke Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's in that category for me, man. So I don't know. I might take the plunge and do some back catalog. Cause I really like this project, man. It's Southern, it's loud. And he's funny. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like he's very charismatic on the mic, and I really fuck with him.
I do too. I do too. Probably not as heavy as you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first I was lukewarm on him, and then I played it in the car. My son wanted to go get some McDonald's, so I was like, "All right, let's roll. I need a break from editing." And I just put it on the car, man, and it just had a completely different atmosphere. It just changed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we were just sitting there. I was like, "Set the record straight. Okay, that's a good way to start this off. Last real rapper." But the one, man, we got at a light, Real Nigga Street came on, and I started bobbing, and I look over to the right, Miles like six, and he bobbing too. Like, we both just go like this. And we were just chilling, bro. Like, yeah, this shit, yeah.
You know
this shit got some joints on here.
It do. You know which one was really good? The one with Megan. Megan killed her fucks fucking with Megan, verse, man.
She did. She did
that shit.
Yep. Yeah, that's my joint on here, man.
Yeah, that one's hard. When that shit came out, you hear the little da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I just loved the verse on that shit. Yeah. Check was dope too. Yep,
Check is dope too.
Yep. Yeah, that's another one that I fuck with. Of course, Dope Talk, man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Damn. That shit.
Yep,
that
yep,
shit
yep,
hard yep. as hell, bro.
With Two Chainz on that?
Yeah, man.
And Rinky Dinky with Gucci?
Oh, yeah.
Gucci came in on that thing too, man. He was nice on that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is actually, no pun intended, quality project. It really was. Like, I really enjoyed this. Like, I walked away like, damn. Like, again, I thought he was from Memphis originally, so I had a whole bunch of Memphis like thoughts and ideas, but this dude, I really like him. And I kind of, you know, and even the track he had with Dolph, like I put him in the Dolph lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I really like this style of music. This is that bump in the whip shit. This is that Southern flavoristic shit. But yeah, man, I really like the Ken.
The one I didn't like.
Okay.
Go the Distance.
Go the Distance.
With PNB Rock.
Why?
I'm just good on whatever that singing stuff was or whatever. Maybe I'm just good on PB and rock. I just gonna get with that one.
I give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But I understand, you know, doing something different. Maybe, you know, going for a radio hit or whatever. I don't know. Just switching it up. You know, a little diversity.
Yeah, that felt more like a switch up than anything because I don't really. But you know what? I take that back. It could be played on the radio.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, but no, nah, man, I have never heard of this dude before. And, you know, when I looked at the cover, you know, I was like, oh, man, I don't know what we in for. But nah, man, I was like, dang, this is actually. Yep. This shit actually isn't that bad. Like I got some joints on here, man. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Fucks with Bankroll Freddy. But yeah, QC, man, they know how to find them, bro.
They do.
They know how to find them, and I don't know how they do it, but they can definitely find these guys, yeah, for real. Oh, Drummer Boy did some shit on here?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Band he play? Did. I don't know band play.
Look, you a real OG Dead and Hip Hop fan if you know that we interviewed Drummer Boy. And if you didn't know, go back on the YouTube channel years, years, years ago and go check out that interview. It was actually a pretty dope interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. Nah, Ken. Like, I fuck with Bankroll Freddy. I'm going to give you some of my favorite joints on here.
All right.
Give me The Last Real Trap Rapper. Give me Set the Record Straight. Give me Dope Talk. Give me Pop It. Give me Rich Off Grass. And give me Rinky Dinky.
All right, for me, man, Bankroll Freddy, Big Bank, Dope Talk, Pop It, let's see, yeah, I'm with you with, Check, give me Check, Whistle, and Real Street Nigga. Yep, those are mine.
Man, look. All we ask is for you to share this podcast review with one person, friend, family member, coworker, acquaintance. It don't matter. Just send it to one person, man. We appreciate the support. You know, I'm a numbers guy. We're doing about 1,000 a day. So that's all of you guys. Again, we appreciate it. If you'd like to continue to support monetarily, hit us up, Cash App, PayPal. But I promise you, we'll bring you another review tomorrow. I'll see you. Man, you get the point. We out. Peace.
Peace.